بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو سيد الصادقين: لا يزال من أمتي أمة قائمة بأمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الدين بدأ غريبا فسيعود كما بدأ، فطوبى للغرباء وهم الذين يصلحون ما أفسد الناس من بعد من سنتي، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. I respected ulama-i kiram, mashayikh, we heard the karguzari before salah, before zuhr salah, and naturally we have iman in the heart. So the natural consequence is that we get worried and we get frightened at times. Fear overcomes us. So if we sit in the company of our mashayikh, inshallah we will get that inner himmat, that inner strength of iman. When they explain to us ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, inshallah we don't have to fear anything. So, I remember, just to share the experience with you, naturally in every Muslim, every alim's heart, this is the fear. Kuffara is doing like this, kuffara is doing like that, they are plotting like this, they are plotting like that. So once you are in the company of Mawlana Umar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, and I wouldn't be able to explain it how Mawlana explained it, but the way he recited these ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, فَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا, all that fear goes away. So we need to sit and listen to the ayat of the Qur'an read by our elders. Those fears that we have in our hearts and concerns, all that will be dispelled. When we sit in the company of our elders, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, through their barakat, put solutions in our hearts. Secondly, the hadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is mentioned, وَهُوَ السَّيِّدُ الصَّادِقِينَ. Who can be more truthful than Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The muhaddithin have written, what is the maqsood of this hadith sharif? Is to give tasalli. Taaki himmat barhe. Himmat pasna ho. Our courage should increase by hearing these ahadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no need to make tarjuma, mashallah, all ulama. I will recite it once again. Allah grant us the ikhlas that we recite it and it takes effect in the heart. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, one ta'lim is the ijtima'i ta'lim. And I was given this topic to speak about our infiradi amal, which is greatly lacking in our life, my life, and generally it is lacking. So Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi used to read the hadith in Siradi Ta'lim. And you see how much of this hadith is in my life. How much yaqeen do I have on this hadith? So if we can bring that in our infiradi amal, one of our infiradi amal, take the Hayatul Sahaba, or we take the Riyadul Salihin, or we take the Fadail Amal, read one hadith, how much of this is in my life. And try and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, oh Allah, bring this in my life. So Allah give us the tawfiq. Just through the blessings of the alfaz, the mubarak of alfaz of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah increase our courage. لا يزال من أمتي أمة قائمة بأمر الله لا يضرهم من خذلهم ترك نصرهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. رواه مسلم. Allah Taala make us from amongst them. Nobody can harm us. If we are steadfast on the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, none can harm us. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ. The next hadith of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, rawahu al-Tirmidhi, إِنَّ الدِّينَ بَدَأَ غَرِيبًا وَسَيَعُودُ كَمَا بَدَأَ فَطُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَاءِ وَهُمُ الَّذِينَ يُصْلِحُونَ مَا أَفْسَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. So alhamdulillah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has linked us to shafqat mashayikh. We heard Hazrat Mawlana Fathur Rahman saying that we should do all three: dawah, tabligh, تعلیم تعلم تبلیغ اینڈ تزکیہ. This is our work. We don't have to fear anybody. As Maulana Imran Sahib was saying, we don't have to reinvent the wheel. We just carry on. Da'wat, ta'lim, ta'allum, and tazkiyah. We take part in this. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala charo taraf se humari fadis urmai. Hume kisi se darna nahi, kisi se khauf nahi rakhna hai, bas apne kaam se kaam, aage chalte rahe. So, as far as this hadith is concerned, we learn from our elders also, Maulana Ibrahim Dehla, Dehla Damat Barakatuhum, he makes this point, and this was explained to him by Shaykh Abu Ghudda, Abu Fatah, Abu Ghudda, rahimahullah, inna deena bada'a ghariban. So normally it's hal, the deen started in a strange way. And just by the way, gharib in Urdu is poor, and gharib in Arabic is strange. So mustn't get confused. So, Islam started in a very strange way. People weren't really acquainted with what is deen. But Sheikh Abu Fatah Abu Ghudda used to say, why don't you make the tarkib like this? Inna deena bada'a badan ghariban. Make it maf'ul mutlak. It shows the superiority of Islam. And in this, bada'a ghariban, it shows that Islam was a little low. Islam is never low. Islam is always high. So make it maf'ul mutlak. That Islam started in strange ways. And in this time also, if the correct mehnat is made, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will give hidayat in strange ways. The correct mehnat was made in the time of Hazrat Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, correct mehnat was made, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala spread hidayat in strange ways. The idol started speaking, the animal started speaking, Allah gave hidayat. In the end of time, in the time of Dajjal, Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu wa salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam, same mehnat will be made, da'wat, ta'lim, ta'allum, tazkiyah. On the way of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When it will happen there in the beginning, it was proven. It will definitely happen syllable by syllable, word by word in the end. Why can't it happen now? And we see the fruit of this. In this country, it was difficult to practice deen. But still, the mahal was made through the work of Dawat, ulama, makatib, darul ulum. Now it's so easy in our, for us to practice deen. But we go offshore, we go overseas, how difficult it is. So, Allah give us the tawfiq to make that proper mihnat shown to us by our kabirin. If we stick to that, inshallah, we don't have to fear anybody. We don't have to worry about anything. Worry about our ta'alluq with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So I know we all eat rice, I think it was rice on the menu. And rice, the philosophy of rice, it can't stand straight. So, make me mask, but I won't take a lot of time, inshallah. Just a few what we learn from our elders. A few infiradi amal. One inshallah, one is muhasaba. We'll discuss a little muhasaba, dua, and ibadat, and one amal. Inshallah, kirchuti, inshallah. We will get a fresh, inshallah, Hazrat Maulana's bayan after asr. And with talab we come, inshallah, Allah will give us a lot, inshallah. He will give us that himmat from our elders, inshallah. The nur that comes through Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then through all the mashayikh. That nur we have to get from our satiza. You see, it's actually nur. This knowledge is nur. This tea also nur. Everything nur. More nur, the more our nafs will be suppressed. We read the writings of Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi alayhi. He says that the more nur, the more our nafs is suppressed. Less nur, then nafsaniyat takes over ourselves. So Allah Ta'ala give us. And the mashayikh tajruba. The most nur is in La ilaha illallah. And in the word Allah. There can't be more nur than in any other word but the word of Allah. So, Allah give us tawfiq, zikr ki pabandi, under the guidance of our mashayikh. So anyway, it's amanat, we pass it on to others also. See, our amal as ulama must have a greater kayfiyat than the amal of the layman. First we must make amal. So, we are going to discuss, Allah gives me tawfiq, all of us tawfiq inshallah, that we practice upon the teachings of our elders. So one is this muhasaba. Muhasaba, very easy they made it for us. And this actually, we went into the company of Hazrat Hafiz Sahab, Abdul Rahman Mia Sahab, Dhamad Barakatuhum, Rahmatullah Ali, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, only his grave was Noor. He makes the mashayikh make it so easy. They say Tasbih Fatimi. First, inshallah, I also make an intention. We all make an intention, inshallah. After every namaz, we are going to read Tasbih Fatimi. It's not a small amal, very, very great amal. In the Malfuz of Maulana Ilyas, rahmatullah alayhi, he says the Ijmali Khulasa of the whole Quran Kareem is La ilaha illallah. Ijmali Khulasa of the whole Quran Kareem is La ilaha illallah. And the Tafsili Khulasa of the whole Quran is the third kalima. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. So this for Tasbih Fatimi, we get these three phrases. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wallahu akbar. Now if we can read it with this kayfiyat and make muhasaba, according to the malfuz, we get some hidayah from the malfuz of Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. And this if we can do also, always, as it was said, keep the malfuz of our akabirin with us. Whenever we get any free time, read the malfuz. It's the khulasa of Quran and Hadith and fiqh. So let us try and bring this case here. First, let us read the Tasbih Fatimi. I make intention, we'll all do it, inshallah. I know it comes in the Hadith. After namaz, we have to make that person's khidmat. We have to see to that person's need. I have to go and buy bread. And a person doesn't read the Tasbih Fatimi. Whereas, if a person reads Tasbih Fatimi, there are such rewards in it. A person can get the reward of rich people's charity. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Now we can read it with that. And before sleeping also. Subhanallah, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is pure. So the ulama encourage, we make niyat for tawbah. So I was saying about Maulana Abrar al-Haq Sahib rahmatullah alayh, he says after every namaz make muhasabah. Muhasabah from mufa'ala. Dono taraf se. Tarafain se amal. One side we keep ourselves and we keep our nafs. Now we address our nafs. What guna did I make from Fajr till Zuhr? And then, Subhanallah. Oh Allah, you are pure. I committed that mistake. I am full of fault. Oh Allah, you forgive me. 33 times. So, if we look in the Quran Hadith, Subhanallah Tasbih is an introduction towards Tawbah Istighfar. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu min al-zalimin. First Tawheed, then Tasbih, and then Istighfar. So, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam also, Subhanaka inni, Subhanaka inni tubtu ilayk. So, Subhanak, then Tawbah. So, let us make this intention. Innamal a'malu binniyat. When we read Subhanallah, let us make intention of Tawbah Istighfar. When we read Alhamdulillah, let us make intention for shukr. We are making shukr for the good we did from every namaz to every namaz and before sleeping. And then, Allahu Akbar, Allah put the hakikat of His kibriya in our hearts. Allah is not in need of our shukr. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is not in need of our tawbah and istighfar. Allah is ghani. Allah is samad. We are all in need of Allah. Allah is not in need of anybody. So Allah give us the state here. Inshallah, we'll try and do it, inshallah. After every namaz and before sleeping. We'll get the reward of the Tasbih Fatimi and also of Muhasaba. حاسبوا قبل أن تحاسبوا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد. Allah give us the tawfiq. Another point they make, if we can make this intention. Allah's Asma is of three types. Asma'i Tanzihiyya, Asma'i Jamaliyya, and Asma'i Asma'i Jamaliyya, Jalaliyya, and Tanzihiyya. Subhanallah is the khulasa of Asma'i Tanzihiyya. Hazrat Maulana, Hazrat Hafiz Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, say, make niyat for Asma'i Tanzihiyya in Subhanallah. You'll get the reward of all from the Asma'ul Husna, all the reward of all Asma'i Tanzihiyya. You don't have to read it. And Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi has written that Allah has made it so easy for the person who can't memorize the 99 names of Allah. After every namaz, he is indicating towards it, because he is the khulaq of Asma'i Tanzihiya. Alhamdulillah, make niyat for all the Asma'i Jalaliya, Asma'i Jamaliya. Allahu Akbar, make the niyat of all, the niyat for all the Asma'i Jalaliya. So easy Allah Pak has made it. Allah give us tawfiq to go into the company of our elders, to learn deen from them. In the company of our asatiza, to learn deen from them. So that is muhasaba. Dua, we learn from Hazrat Haji Sahib, Namad Barakatuhum, from the teachings of our Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayh. Let us try and spend some time, even 5 minutes, in muraqabah dua, for ourselves, for the ummah at large. Now, muraqabah dua means you don't let the tongue move. Let only the heart make dua. And inshallah, there will be great taraqqi, spiritually for us, great taraqqi. Whatever time we can manage, even if we start with 2 minutes every day, but pabandi, make dua, inshallah. As we learn from our elders, the Mubarak heart of Sayyiduna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is disturbed. Because of the amal of the ummah, if we can make muraqabah dua, and try what the power of the heart to try and solve the ummah's problem. The amal of the ummah becomes better than what it is. So try and give 5 minutes of your time after, in your time of infiradi time. Here also infiradi time, as Maulana was explaining, Maulana Fazlur Rahman Sahib, our infiradi time is for, not Allah give us tawfiq, not for hudud enough, but hukuk enough. To fulfill the hukuk of nafs, not hudud enough. That is in the akhirat. Hudud enough will only be in the akhirat fulfilled, because that is unlimited. Our desires are unlimited, our hudud is unlimited, so we need unlimited space, we need unlimited time. That can only be fulfilled. So after hukuk and nafs, hukukul and the other people who are related, try and spend this time in muhasaba, in dua. We learn another dua, very, very important in these times because of the fitna around us, is the dua of Ashabul Kahf. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً وَهَيِّئْ لَنَا مِنْ أَمْرِنَا رَشَدًا. Make it a ma'amul every day. If we can read the first 10 ayahs of Surah Kahf every day, alhamdulillah. Even the second 10 ayahs, last 10 ayahs. So every day make it a ma'amul. If we can't, then one riwayat comes in Nazahiri Haq, even the first 3 ayats. Try and read it every day. First 3 ayats also a person will be safe from all the fitnas of Dajjal that are going to come and that is present. So Allah give us tawfiq, dua. Try and dua ki taqat ko barhana hai. Dua ki taqat ko apne infiradi waqt mein barhana hai. Apne liye bhi dua karni hai. Aur puri ummat ko saamne rakhkar dua karni hai. So, inshallah, we'll all try, inshallah, muraqabah dua. Lot of spiritual upliftment in muraqabah dua. And then our ibadat. Our ibadat, let us say, alhamdulillah, we are paban with our sunnati muqtada, wajib, faraiz. But let us try and bring one mustahab ibadat also. Like, for example, ishraq. Very, very important for those that work, the workers of deen, tahajjud salat. Person reads tahajjud, he won't miss his fajr sunnat, he won't miss his fajr faraz. So let us make tahajjud lazim upon ourselves. And in reading tahajjud, inshallah, inna nashiyat al-layli hiya ashaddu atwa'u muqila. At that time, the reality of zikr means that the tongue and the heart should work together. At that time, if we can make our zikr dua, alhamdulillah, inshallah, lot of taraqqi. And the nafs will be suppressed. The nafs will be trampled. Allah give us tawfiq. So tahajjud, ishraq, then chashd, if we can. And then there is one in the books of tasawwuf, and it's proven from hadith also, the Sufi muhakkik Sufiyani Kiram won't take anything from the pockets. They will always prove it from Quran and hadith. One, that Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Ali always used to make amal also, encourages muridin, is after zawal. 2 rakats, 4 rakats. It's also mustahab. Besides the 4 rakats of before faraz. So all the tawabin after Maghrib, Allah give us tawfiq. So, Baqal, Hazrat Mawlana, Qari Tayyab Sahib Rahmatullah, all the ibadat are not ibadat inafsihi, fi nafsihi, they are not ibadat. Tatmeel-e hukam ki wajah se usme ibadat ka pehlu aaya. Lekin namaz aisi ibadat hai, ke bazaat ya khud ibadat hai. For example, to give zakat. Inafsihi, to give zakat in itself is not ibadat. Allah Pak gives the agiri. But namaz, Allah Pak doesn't give namaz. Namaz itself is ibadat. Any other ibadat is ibadat because of completing the hukam of Allah Pak. Allah has commanded, therefore I am giving my zakat. I make in hajj, ibadat ki, ka pehlu isme aaya hai, kamil hai hukam ki wajah se. Lekin namaz aisi ibadat hai, ke bazaat hi khud ibadat hai. So let us make an effort on our namaz. For this, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali in Fazail-e Namaz has written certain points as far as tadbir is concerned, wuzu is concerned, ruku is concerned. Let us go over that point because let us make our namaz like this. And finally, lastly, inshallah, amal that is shown to us in our times of problems, that is of la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. If we can spread it, whoever makes amal, inshallah, will benefit. Hazrat Mujaddid al-Fitani rahmatullahi alayhi, and this is in Ma'rif al-Quran of Hazrat Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi. We must read, there was one, he quotes the incident of a sahabi, Hazrat Awf bin Malik al-Sha'i radiyallahu anhu. His son got taken away by the kuffar, and they binded him, they bounded him, and they kept him as captive. He was greatly sad about it, worried, why is even more sad? They came to Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, asked what is the solution. So always refer to the asatidah, to the ulama, what is the solution. So Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him taqwa, and recited, Lot la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim. So he started reciting. When he came, Allah made it such that the enemies of Islam, they became negligent, he escaped, and with him he brought booty. In one riwayat, he brought camels, in the other riwayat, he brought coats. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. And the ulama have written here, there no khums is taken. If a person were like we say, what our visa go into Darul Harb, and he takes something from the Ahli Harb, he comes back, it's all for him. Not even one fifth is taken and put in a Baytul Mal. So anyway, that is how Allah provides for them. So on this, Hazrat Mujaddid al-Shikhani rahmatullahi alayhi said, if any problem we have, whatever difficulty, whatever maqasid we want to achieve, read 100 times Durood Sharif, Salawatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the beginning and in the end 100 times. In between we read, La hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyi al-azim, 500 times. And if we are 5 members in the family, thus maybe we shouldn't do it armed, but encourage it in the homes. Inshallah, all this hijacking and all that we are fearing, we are full of fear today. When we go out, all that Allah Pak will remove. But we have yaqeen in it. 5 members in the family, each one reads 100 times. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. The 100th time, al-aliyy al-azim. So in this way, even 5 minutes, it will take us 10 minutes most. And then we make dua, ijtimai, with the family. Inshallah, Allah will protect our homes. Allah will protect our deeni halat in this country and give it tarqi. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. So, one is that, just to recap what we have discussed, try and make muhasabah. Try and use through the tasbih Fatimi, make muhasabah. Then, the other thing we discussed was the dua, muraqabah dua. Try and make muraqabah dua in our free time. Also our ibadat, especially our namaz, try and improve on it. Allah, and this last amal, Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. We can go over the Ma'rif al-Quran, look through it inshallah, giving it, people are looking today. I gave this amal, one doctor phoned me. He said, why don't you print it? So instead of printing it, inshallah, all the ulama are sitting inshallah in the respective masjids, people are looking for solutions. Anything you give them to protect themselves, to protect their families, to protect the ummah, they are ready to do it. And this is proven and tested. We should go to our, inshallah, Jummah Bayan. write it on the board or make some small little cards and give to people. Gurudev Tunjina also very, very effective. 7 times, inshallah. We can encourage them to do it. Gurudev Tunjina is a dua as well as a durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us for our insincerity. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to have this himmat and carry on. See our asatiza, how they conduct themselves. And in the same way we also conduct ourselves, inshallah, they are experienced. And they tell us what they experience. They experience, and we follow in that experience, inshallah, we can pass it on. But if we don't follow in their experience, we won't be able to pass it on to who comes afterwards. Allah give us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين والله يغفر لنا ورسوله والله until now we haven't led our lives according to how you want us to lead our lives to Allah according to the sunnah of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم والله يغفر لنا والله والله do not disgrace us in front of our elders on the day of Qiyamah والله Wallah, grant us death on Iman, Wallah, keep us with Iman. Wallah, and resurrect us with Iman, Wallah. Wallah, give us that himmat and courage, Wallah, to do the work of your deen till the last breath, Wallah. Wallah, save us from hubbe jah, hubbe mal, Wallah. Wallah, you cleanse ourselves internally, Wallah. Wallah, you forgive us for our sins, Wallah. Wallah, grant muhabbat and mawaddat amongst ourselves, Wallah. Wallah, grant unity amongst ourselves, Wallah. Wallah, let us forget. And forgive one another, Wallah. Give us a heart, Wallah, golden heart, Wallah. Qalbi Salim, Wallah. Grant each of us Qalbi Salim. Wallah, the students have come from far and wide, Wallah. We accept they come in, Wallah. Wallah, grant them the best of rewards for what they have spent in coming here, the sacrifice they have made, Wallah. Through their barakat, Wallah, you accept us, Wallah. Through their barakat, you accept us, Wallah. Wallah, whatever problems the ummah is facing, Wallah, wherever, Wallah. Remove the problems and grant afiyat and hidayat, O Allah. Make hidayat aam in tam, O Allah. Allahumma anir bayna qulubina wa aslih zata baynina wa ahdina subul as-salam. Wa najjina min al-zulumati ilan nur wa jannibna al-fawahish wa al-fitan ma zahra minha wa ma batan. Wa barik lana fi asma'ina wa abasarina wa qulubina wa azwajina wa zuriyatina wa tub alayna innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Wa ja'alna shakirina li ni'matik musnina biha qabiliha wa timmaha alayna. اللهم اقسم لنا من خشيتك ما تحول به بيننا وبين معاصيك ومن طاعتك ما تبلغنا به جنتك ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا ومتعنا بأسماعنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا ما أحييتنا واجعله الوارث منا واجعل ثارنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا تسلط علينا من لا يرحمنا اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك